So Quickside have got some customer days coming up.
Yes, we do. So yeah, I mean, we supply nationwide. We've obviously got a number of clients all over the country. We're based in Yorkshire. We appreciate everyone's busy. A lot of our clients are very hands-on. It's not practical for everybody to come here, as much as we'd love them all to come, and they're all welcome anytime. You know, we'd love to show them what we do, but not everybody can. It's not practical. And, you know, we work our way around and see as many people as we can see. But again, trying to pin everyone down, everyone's busy, and, you know, really it's difficult to make sure you sort of get everything across in a visit and cover every way you need to cover. So the idea of the customer days really is to give our clients the opportunity to come and meet with us and to answer any questions they might have in a really relaxed environment, to present us with any issues they might have in the business that we perhaps might be able to help with as a partner. I think we've tried to design it in a way that it's not, I don't want to say death by PowerPoint, but, you know, we didn't want to create an environment where people would be sat there for a long period of time just listening to us talk at them. Yeah. It's not about that, really. The way we've designed it is it's a bit like a mini exhibition, if you like. So we'll get the space, we'll put on some breakfast sandwiches for people, and then it is very much a case of work your way around the room. There's going to be 6 or 7 interactive workshop type setups showcasing different things that we really want to show, you know, tell people about and let people have the opportunity to look at and raise queries on and take advantage of. So we're going to show the new slim mid-rail on the VS and let people know what benefit that will give them, what opportunities it might open for their sales teams, make sure they've got all the technical stuff that they need to be able to sell it. We're going to also show our new quick glide InvisiFold slide and stack door.
Right.
So this is a big thing. So it's funny when you think about when you're in the industry, you don't necessarily realize that how exciting things are because you're just in it and it's just almost a bit normal. But when we took the slide and stack door to some homeowner exhibitions, we just took it really just to gauge feedback. We weren't actually selling it there. We just took it to find out what people thought. Everybody loved it. It was like being on one of those market stalls where they're selling stuff off at the end of the day and there's just a huge crowd of people around and everybody wanted to see it. The demand, the interest was massive. So we're going to show it at the door there, let our trade partners see how it works, and then get them to sign up if they want to, and then ultimately get them set up so they can sell it. We'll get it in the showroom for them. We've got a really clever online pricing and ordering tool, which they can have free of charge, and they'll be able to put it on their website and be a local distributor / installer of this product. And, you know, it'll create massive opportunities for them. And it's a great time because people are starting to come away from the bifold, looking at patios, looking at other options. There's the heritage doors and things. There's lots of alternatives now that people explore. And I think this is a really, really good one that people will get a lot of benefit from. So we're going to show that. We're also going to have our new legacy on screen. So Sandra can take credit for the brand in there. So it's basically what that does is, so when we bring a new client on, we try and not just say, yes, come and buy from us. We're a supplier. Put your order in and we'll deliver it on this day. That's all part and parcel. What we really want to say to people is, okay, so what is it that your business needs to be able to sell these products effectively? How do we help you grow? You know, and quite often we have customers who are great installers and they've got a great reputation and technically they're fantastic, but, you know, they don't necessarily know how to build a great website or how to do social media marketing and how to raise local awareness and things like that. And really what Legacy on Screen does is it gives them all of this in a package. So when they do start buying from us, we will, with a simple line of code, essentially be able to have all of our product information, pictures, galleries, technical information, everything that they could need to sell that product through their website. It'll just be there for them, done, packaged, looks fantastic. And we'll just provide that to them free of charge as part of the package from buying from us. So, and that'll really help them hit the ground running with the sash window, which, you know, a lot of companies shy away from it, we find, because it's the unknown. It's a bit different. Oh, we just fit casements because we understand those and we do well with those. Well, we're trying to break down the barriers and give people more opportunity. Then we're also going to have our service engineer there, and our we're going to have an installer there who's really, really well experienced with fitting sash windows. And we're going to have our glass supplier, Regency Glass, are going to be there as well. And that'll be our technical hub. So I think there's a load of questions that, that installers still get asked that they perhaps may know the answer or may not, or might just need expanding on the knowledge. And I think we want to create that environment where they can ask these questions, you know, how do I fit this correctly? I keep getting this problem. What do I do about it? You know, and if you're in a, quite often if you're in a room full of people and it's raise your hand if you've got any questions, people don't like doing that because the risk of sounding silly or whatever, you know. So I think with this way of doing it, it allows them to do it in a really relaxed environment. So these experts are going to be there just saying, what problems do you have? What do you come up against when you're fitting? Let me show you how to get over that. This is how we do it. If you have a problem with a sash, don't worry. It's not the end of the world. You can just do this, this, and this, and this is how it's rectified. You know, or what questions do you get about glass? You know, why should I have double glazing instead of triple or vice versa? You know, we'll help you answer all those questions. So that technical hub is going to be really popular, I think. And then we're also going to have just something around marketing support, which will go with Legacy On Screen. And then the final thing, which is a big thing, is online ordering. Now, loads of people are doing online ordering already. It's great. It's a great tool, but it's one that doesn't stand still. Yeah. I think once you've got online ordering, you then need to think about what's next. How do we make this? How do we improve this? What's the next evolution of it? You know, tech doesn't stand still. And the latest online ordering system that we're about to launch is really, really bang up to date. Very simple to use, very simple to install. We're not charging people for having it. If they're a trade partner, they get this included in the package. It allows them to put it on their website. They can brand it themselves. They can put their own pricing on. They can raise their own quotes with their own pricing on. They can use it as a bit of a CRM. It's really clever. And I think that'll be massive. We get asked a lot by, you know, certainly the smaller installers, you know, do you have anything I can use for pricing? Well, yeah. So we're going to show that as well. So yeah, so the customer days really, you know, they create a really sort of relaxed, friendly environment where there won't just, you know, there'll be probably half a dozen, you know, I think it's six or eight of us there from here, each sort of specializing in different areas, just to spend some time with the customers and just give them what they need, really. And it is called a customer day, but there is that opportunity for people who are not necessarily a customer, but might be interested in being a customer, or just want to learn a bit more about what we do. Well, yeah, you're welcome to come. Absolutely welcome. We're also going to be showing the new slim mid-rail on the sash window, which we're really excited about. Again, that's just, it's about giving our installers more opportunities to win orders, to you know, break down the barrier in conservation areas where homeowners have typically had timber sash windows, and they might be under this perception of that's all I can have and those are my only options because I can't have plastic because it's ugly and it's chunky and it's this and it's cheap and nasty. And well, that's not true. You know, we want to make sure that the installers have got everything they need to be able to break down those barriers and say, well, actually, look, this is what you can have. It looks exactly like a timber window. It's as close as it's ever been. You know, all the features and benefits that people are used to, such as mechanical joints and deep bottom rail and run through horns and things like that. You know, really the slim mid rail is like the final piece of that puzzle. It makes it look exactly as it should look and really authentic, but without all the issues that perhaps some people might have with timber. You know, not everybody can afford to put a timber replacement in or even wants to, because they don't necessarily want the maintenance that goes with that. So yeah, I think that, you know, it's all right talking about slim mid-rail and we can tell people how big it is and things like that, but unless you actually see it in the flesh and understand, okay, so why is this important? What opportunity does this present? Then people won't really get the use out of it, get the most out of it. And that's what we're going to do at the customer day. We're going to walk people through it, explain why we've got it there, what it does, how they need to sell it. Here's all the tools they need to be able to sell it. And just make sure that we're giving them the best chance, really.
Fantastic. And then I'm assuming you're trying to cover as much of the country as possible. So where are these customer days?
Yes. So we're doing six. So we're doing a South London and North London, Birmingham, Leeds, Bristol and Glasgow.
Wow. Good memory.
So we're going to be all over. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, I didn't remember covered. All
that. I was even given notes to remind me. I thought, well, I know where they are. So no, it's no. I think it's exciting, and we're making, you know, we're trying to make sure we tick as many boxes as possible to cover everyone. We did actually ask before we picked all the places. We did send out an initial questionnaire, if you like, just to all the customers, saying first of all, would you be interested in this? And second, where would you like it to be? And then we pulled all of that and created the locations and the dates and the format based on what our customers said that they really would benefit from. So it's all designed around what they've asked for, really.